Welcome to the final Northwest Hero Football podcast of the 2017 season, sponsored by Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake. I'm sports writer Joe Stevenson, along with sports writer Sean Hammond and sports editor Kyle Neighbors. Kyle, you mentioned a couple weeks ago about kind of being sad that the season was coming to an end. And we heard the same thing from Prairie Ridge's senior players about their careers ending, but what a way to go out. Back-to-back perfect seasons after a 28-21 victory over Nazareth for the Class 6A state championship in DeKalb on Saturday. I don't know about you guys, because you both saw that amazing Prairie Ridge versus Cary Grove game in the second round in person. But that championship game, that immediately goes into my all-time top five. I'm not sure exactly where I'd put it, but for what was at stake, winning two titles in a row, all the drama going back and forth in that game, just the alternate scoring, nobody ever led by Prairie Ridge never trailed, but never led by more than one touchdown. That was just a thrilling game.
Yeah, first off, I've spent the last couple of days just kind of silently weeping at my desk waiting for football to come back. You know, I wouldn't put it up there near the top of my all-time games. It's not that it wasn't a good game. It was a great game. But I never really had any doubt that the Wolves were going to win. I just kind of felt like they were going to find a way to pull it out. I didn't have that feeling in the Cary Grove game back earlier in the playoffs when I was pretty sure it was going to come crashing down on Prairie Ridge.
Yeah, this championship game was pretty much, I mean, everything you could have asked for, unless you're a Prairie Ridge fan. You maybe wanted to win by a little bit, you know, wanted it not to be so close coming down the wire there. But yeah, I mean, for those of, you know, for if you're just looking for a good game, this was a fun game to watch. Prairie Ridge had a, you know, that final drive to score a touchdown. I think they got the ball with 5:03 left, and then of course Drew Norton had an interception there on the last play of the game.
Sampson did Sampson things.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, that's what Coach Shrimp was saying last week. He said, well, you know, maybe that'll be like kind of like a new verb or adjective, you know, do a Sampson or something like that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they Naz ties the game at 21, and they get the ball. And, you know, they're getting Prairie Ridge is getting ready to receive the ball on that kickoff. And I was like, there's just no chance that Sampson isn't leading them down the field to get the lead back here.
Yeah, it was quite a fitting ending for Prairie Ridge and for him, wasn't it? I mean, it's just kind of the perfect script, you know. Okay, here you go. Here's the guy, and you just kind of knew he was going to do it.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and he had that electric kick return to kick it off, and then I think he carried the ball 7 out of 9 plays on that drive.
Is that right?
Yeah, so, and then kind of fittingly right. Kind of fell into the end zone like he does on every third or fourth down of the entire season.
Yeah, yeah. That you would love having the talent and experience Prairie Ridge had, but you know that also. With that came a lot of pressure and expectations. I'm as guilty as anyone. I expected all along that this was going to happen. And I know they expected it, too. I'm sure the players, that was a big thing for them to close this out with another one. But, boy, you know, last year, they just and that's part of it. Last year, they just kind of breezed through. This year was a lot tougher road, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if it was more pressure from the outside, really. That doesn't really seem like that affected them that much. I think it was more that they really didn't want to have that streak in. Like, you know, you have all those seniors that have played together since junior Wolves, and they really didn't want it to end on a sour note, which is understandable.
Yeah, Coach Trump said afterwards that he thought this road was certainly a lot harder, not just, you know, the championship game, but the whole playoff run and what they had to do to get to that championship game.
Yeah, the season, well, you know, they start off with the 1-point win against Cary to start the season. They get an 8-point win against Huntley in the second week. And their closest game last year was an 11-point game. And some of those games, even the games against Cary and Huntley last year, didn't seem that close. They weren't really in any trouble. And then they had the real scare with Cary in the second round and then that championship game. Yeah, it was a tough road this time. But congratulations to the Wolves. By the way, after the game, you know, when we were in the post game news conference, Drew Norton, I noticed Drew Norton still had the ball, and I got to thinking, you know, that's Nazareth's ball. and we go out in the hallway, and I don't think Prairie Ridge is going to get a bill from Nazareth for that one football. But what a cool memento to have from a state championship game, the second in a row. To be able to keep that ball, yeah. So, I'm sure nobody thought about, you know, it's the hey, he caught the ball, the game's over. He probably just like, hey, I'm taking this thing home with me,
And I would say, do we know, does he still have it, or does Prairie Ridge have it?
I think he has it. I'll have to find, you know, I'll find that out Saturday. They're doing their celebration. I'll do some digging and find
out. Is this like a 2005 Paul Konerko thing where the World Series ball disappeared for a few days?
Yeah. I thought that was pretty neat, though. I think, man, if I would have picked that off, I think I'd take it home, too.
Oh, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Heck yeah. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin and Crystal Lake are proud sponsors of today's podcast. And here's some information. You can earn loyalty points at B-Dubs. Just sign up for the Blazing Rewards program and start earning points on every purchase you make. And right now, you can earn extra points by eating items like the Cali Chicken Sandwich, Fiesta Pork Tacos, and more. Order online for easy pickup. Buffalo Wild Wings in Algonquin on Randall Road or in Crystal Lake on Route 14 across from Sam's Club. So let's go back to that last drive, guys. I thought it was one of the great play calls of the season with what they did with the kickoff.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. They bunched up four guys. You know, Nazareth was trying to kick away from Sampson all game, especially after he had a punt return that he ran back for a touchdown earlier in the game. So Prairie Ridge sort of bunched four guys together. I don't know what, the 20-yard line about?
I think it was the 20-yard line, yeah.
And they didn't show where Sampson was going to line up until the very last second when, you know, Naz is getting ready to kick the ball. They all spread out and go to their spots. And Sampson lined up short, and Nazareth kicked it short, like I imagine they were planning to do, but it was right to Sampson.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the first time I've ever seen that. I've seen people try and hide, kick returners up in the formation before, but I've never seen them huddle together until right before the kick, which was a good idea, particularly with Sampson holding or having that really bright pink arm pan on. It would have been kind of hard to disguise him.
That's a good point. I didn't think about that. They should have looked for that rather than his number. I thought maybe he'd like even turn sideways. I asked him about it. He says, well, I didn't. If I turned sideways, it was on accident and it worked out well. So they couldn't see the 22. And I think he did say that they waited till the last possible moment and have Blake Brown and Jackson Willis go back while he and Justin Mikołajewski stayed at the 20. So I think Bobby Grimes, the quarterback from Nazareth, was the kicker. And so I think they waited until he teed it up, and then he walked back, and then they moved back.
Yeah, and it's still, even with doing that, it's still lucky that he got the perfect bounce, the perfect kick right to him. Like, yeah. You know, you're asking a high school kicker to keep it on the ground. You're not always sure where that kick's going to go. I mean, it bounced right to Sampson.
It was perfect. And the blocking set up a great wall for him, and he takes it 38 yards, and they start the drive on Naz's 38.
Yeah, with about 5 minutes to go, that was, you know, that's perfect for them.
Somebody had texted me during the game, too. They said, well, they left too much time. And they almost, I mean, I don't know what you do there. You know, did you think at all that they might try to run down the clock and kick a field goal? Is that too risky?
The thing was, Nazareth had two timeouts, too, which is, you know, important to keep in mind. I don't know. I guess you could have
run had a timeout. I mean, you could have tried, but they were going to call timeout. Now, maybe you're someone to come back and say, well, then you force them at least to take timeouts.
Right.
But that's high school football. I'm not really taking a chance. If I can get in the end zone, I expect my defense, particularly a defense at Prairie Ridge's caliber, to be able to hold for a minute.
I agree. And then, of course, it did. It got a little interesting, but it did. I don't know what happened. Something happened similar Friday night. I think Rochester did go down to the end against Morris. It was tied 21-21 and had a sophomore kicker, which Kyle Koblinger is Prairie Ridge is also a sophomore that kicks. And their guy made it a walk-off field goal for the championship. So, and I think he was pretty close. So they might have done that.
Actually. Yeah.
Rochester might have done that.
Yeah, I believe they did, which it's got to be quite the thrill as a sophomore to have a game-winning kick in a state championship. Yeah.
That's something. By the way, Sean, I think Chris Shrimp called and asked that you be the beat writer to the start of next season since you have never seen Prairie Ridge lose yet. So you may get the Prairie Ridge beat to start the season.
Yeah, I picked the right time to come up here and watch these guys, huh?
Yeah, you did.
You know, I saw them probably 7 or 8 times this year, including like 5 times in the regular season where they just clobbered everyone that I saw. So I take a little bit of an exception to that.
Yeah, to be fair, I haven't seen them in the regular season a whole lot over the last couple of years.
You know, I suffered through the what was it, 49-0 or 56-0 Bartlett beatdown at homecoming. Okay?
Yeah. Shrimp, you know, last year, Sean, we were there, and the first question in the press conference, it was literally the first question was if they would repeat this year. But what now we're looking at PR next, coming back next year, they'll have starters on the offensive line with Tim McGuire and Riley Smith. Riley missed a couple games and then came back for the state championship game. Good for him. Glad to see him back out there. Jackson Willis at fullback, Ethan Kirchberg at running back, Carter Evans. I'm guessing, you know, I don't know if they'll use him at split end. He may be a running back. From what I heard, he played 1 year of quarterback in Junior Wolves, but was mostly a running back. So they got some guys with some speed back there. Connor Lydon will step in at the quarterback position. He was their backup this year. On defense, they only have 3 guys coming back that started that were regular starters. I'm sure there's some other guys that worked in there. Josh Crandall, Kyle Koblinger, and Drew Fryer. What do you think we can expect to see from Prairie Ridge next year?
Well, I don't really know. I mean, you know, they lose so many guys in so many key positions. Obviously, you know, like you mentioned, the expectations were so high this year. I don't necessarily have an expectation of a 14-0 type of team next year. Certainly not. I mean, I would imagine the streak's got to end at some point, right? I would imagine it's probably going to end at some point next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually live in a Prairie Ridge neighborhood, school neighborhood, and I had one of the neighbors come out and go, so what's Prairie Ridge going to be next year? They're going to fall back, right? And I'm like, well, even a bad Prairie Ridge team is still a really good football team. So I don't really know what to expect. I expect 7-8 wins probably. I mean, how far can they fall with this system and the way they run it?
Well, that's the thing. There's a great tradition there. And you know that these guys, now that this has happened, they don't want to be that team that falls off the map. So, you know, I'm sure they're going to work really hard in the offseason. They've seen what it takes from this group that's graduating. So I think they're still going to be a playoff team. I think they're still going to be a factor in the FVC race.
There's no doubt in my mind that they're going to be a playoff team next year.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect necessarily, but I will say that what I don't expect is like the 2012 season, the year after they won in 2011, they dropped to 3-6. I wouldn't expect that to happen next year.
Right, right. Yeah, they lost a lot of guys that year as well. But we've been spoiled in recent years here. You know, Cary Grove played for state titles and won the 6A title in 2009, played for championships in 2012 and 14. Prairie Ridge won titles in 2011, last year and this year. Richmond Burton played for the 4A title in 2011. Johnsburg played for the 4A title last year. I'm not sure who's out there that can get us to Champaign next year, if anyone. My best guess would be I think Cary Grove is going to be pretty good with some of the guys they have coming back, and Quinn Priester leading that offense at quarterback, guys like Blake Skoll, maybe Max Buss, some of those guys that we saw this year. But I have to say, sitting there watching a state championship game, reading tweets from other reporters who are out doing Thanksgiving basketball, and nothing against basketball. I love basketball, but that's pretty fun, isn't it? To be sitting there watching a state football championship game rather than basketball right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I have something against basketball. The season's too long. So, yes, I really hope that we have another team with a deep playoff run and hopefully a trip to Champaign last year. And, you know, it's fun when football lasts all the way to essentially December.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, you know, what a great weekend for you know, the state finals. 6 out of 8 games were close and were exciting games. That's pretty good weekend.
It sure was. It sure was. Well, that'll do it for this season. So we appreciate everybody listening in each week to what we have to say about local football. We'll see you next August. And thanks again to our sponsor, Buffalo Wild Wings.